Not very good, really. We didn't get any rain to start, and we need the rain to get into winter to get our growth. So we missed out at the start, so we're behind the eight ball all year, really.
When did the rain fall then?
Mainly in the middle of winter and coming sort of... We sort of had 2 inches a couple of weeks back, but then it stopped since, so virtually through the middle of winter.
It is deceiving because you drive through the area and it's pristine green and the grass is up to your knees. Why do you say that it's been tough?
Just trying to run the cattle, it's just... We just didn't have enough bulk for them. We've been feeding virtually since Christmas, and we've stopped now, and we'll start again in another 3 weeks' time, probably. I took my square baler down to Forbes and did 4,000 bales on the shares, so I've just been trucking that back and feeding that and mixing the manure group goo with it and grain and that, trying to get the protein into it all year.
How many head of cattle have you got?
Oh, I've got about 500 breeders, so there's probably about 950 head on at the moment.
And is that why you've had to keep feeding all year?
Yeah, but otherwise I'd have to sell, and then when we do get out of the drought, I'll be fairly well behind, so it's easier to feed them and keep the numbers. So hopefully if we ever get this $3 a kilo, I'll be right.
So how do you explain sort of the dynamic of your farming in the Barrie area when, as you say, like a normal person like me would drive past and see green grass and see it quite high and think that things are pretty rosy?
We get a green drought. That's our trouble. Everybody thinks we're going really well, but it's always green. But there's when you actually walk in it, there's not a lot in it. Like at the moment, we're probably only 4 to 5 inches high in grass, but if we don't start feeding again, they'll be gone in 3 weeks' time.
The grass will be gone?
Yeah, the grass will be gone, so we'll have nothing then. So, yeah, that's the trouble. It's always, it is that green drought.
When was the time last time you had a great season that you got through the year without having to feed?
Really for the 2000s, we've fed mainly all the time. Well, not on all the time, but nearly every year we've fed. We've always got to feed through winter because we're cold and wet. We've got to give them a roughage to keep them going. Mm. But yeah, virtually for the whole 2000s we've been feeding.
And you've been feeding through summer as well for that time?
No, usually we stop. Usually we get a good spring, so we stop. It's only usually about 3-4 months in the middle of the year that we feed, and then we might sort of give a bit of protein through summer. But it's only this, probably last year's and this year's the first year we've ever fed 12 months of the year.
The other thing that's I found interesting is that you, in that area, there is a bit of broadacre cropping. Is that what you do?
I put in about 100 hectares of crop. I'll only strip 40 hectares of it because I've left cattle on it all. There is a bit of crop round, but sort of it's too expensive a country to crop.
What kind of crops are we talking about?
I'm just going to strip my wheat, which might be frosted. I'll check that. But yeah, it's mainly wheat I grow, but a lot of people do put in oats just for grazing. But there's a bit of triticale and a bit of canola, but it's just not viable these last couple of years.
It seems impossible that it couldn't be viable given the rainfall that you have, but what are the other things that we may not know about?
Like we get big frost trouble, but it's too cold through winter, so we can sow a crop in August, September if we want, if we got the rain, and we could sow a crop in August, September and actually strip it January, February and grow it as a summer crop, really, but we got to get the rain. But then we've got to get our crops in early enough before winter, so if we get too cold, they just won't grow.
So you're just you are a cropper of a different kind, really.
Oh, completely different. If you look at people out west and they looked at us, like they'll come past us at Christmas time and we haven't even stripped down oats or wheat, like they'll get the shock of their life with our wheat still green.
Yeah. How long have you been doing it for?
Oh, I've probably been cropping on and off for about 20 years and I've made some money through it, but I've also lost some money.
Are you going to keep doing it?
Yeah, because I strip the wheat, then I'll bale all the straw, and I've got a big mixer so I can mix the straw and the grain together to feed back to cattle. And it's a viable way of cleaning up paddocks. If we get barley grass or some other rubbish grasses in, we'll spray them out and crop them for a couple of years and get them back to pasture.
On a good year, what kind of yield do you get from your wheat crop?
I have stripped a 10-tonne of the hectare crop before, and I've stripped over 2.5 tonne of the hectare of canola before, but that's in the good bits. You've got to remember, we might have a 50-acre paddock, but there might be 10 acres of it too wet, so you might be backing yield in it.
What year was that when you got the 10 tonne? That's amazing.
Oh, probably a couple of years ago I got 8 in part of the paddock, but probably not in the 2000s, we haven't got 10 tonne.
Yeah. So what's a more average figure?
This year I'll be happy if I get 4 tonne of the hectare. And I didn't put any canola in, so Oh, I put in a canola as a summer crop, but it was failed.
So explain the dynamic here again, because 4 tonne to the hectare is awesome. What kind of scale are you working on?
4 tonne to the hectare is not viable for me, really. It's my costs beat me because my country's worth too much. And then I've got the extra cost of not having the machinery to really move the... All my costs are higher to move the grain.
Where do you put your grain?
I just store it and then feed it through the cattle, or if I've got any left over, I sell it to a local grain trader in Bathurst.
And the other interesting thing is that you also have family at Condobolin. So explain to me the two, I suppose you're working two vastly different operations.
My brother-in-law at Condo thinks I'm mad, really. It's chalk and cheese. He'll be stripping and I'll be baling, or he'll be halfway through his crop and I'll be sowing, and he talks in bags to the acre and I talk in tons to the hectare sort of thing. And what he grows isn't even viable for me to feed to my cattle, really, but he reckons it is.